Network. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here. A little bit of overdrive trying to get some more of your calls. And I'm trying to ferret out what that gentleman was just telling us, trying to confirm it. Wow, that's big news. That kind of craziness is going on over in Greece. And this computer's locking up for me to go to the phones. Let's go ahead. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's talk to Jerry in California and then James at least. Go ahead, Jerry. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Just a couple quick things. One, we went by the Oakland Occupy yesterday, and it looks like, and I hate to say it, but it looks like a bunch of homeless people set up in tents, not looking so hot. And then, so on the way back from Oakland, because we were in San Jose, we drove by the Oakland Coliseum, and they've got a great big huge billboard up. It's about 20 feet by 20 feet. And the sign reads, and it's an advertisement for a restaurant, but I'm not going to do that, but it says, starve a country, raid a nation. And this is just like 3 or 4 miles from the Occupy thing. So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing to see on a billboard. It's kind of plays, you know, even though it's an advertisement, it's still kind of an oddball thing. The other thing is, last year, my wife and myself were on our property in Northwest Arkansas. And this is private property. It's marked. We have 3 private gates and over a mile of dirt road. We had a process server come on the property, serve us some papers for us. It was a little minor thing. Anyway, while the guy was on the property, I asked him how he got through the gate. He didn't respond, so I walked past his car to go and check one of the gates. The guy jumps in his car and backs into me. I call the police. The cops respond, walk up to the guy, shake his hand, say, hey, Doug, how are you doing? They ended up, and I have just broken my collarbone the day before, actually. They arrested me for assaulting this guy, which I had, all I did was call the cops because he hit me with his car. They videotaped their own thing. They kicked my door down and arrested my whole family who had nothing at all to do with this. We took them to court, and after 8 months of waiting to go to court, our lawyer, which cost me $3,000, said, in the end, I'm going to go home. You may go to jail. So the best thing to do is we'll just cut a deal and get out of here. So you don't
know. The government is now, by and large, insane, power-tripping criminals who think they're invincible. We're going to fall just like Mexico. We're going to implode into just lawless bedlam.
It was pretty incredible. And I have one other little weird thing to say. We heard through weird channels that some friends, some people that we know, went through a TSA checkpoint where they did the hands down their pants thing, and these guys were ready for it. They had put chunky peanut butter in their underwear.
This never I appreciate your call. That's just too much. That's hilarious. That's I've heard of stuff like that. There's actually a joke that a comedian does about that. Let's go ahead and go to James in California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alan, or Alex.
Alex, go ahead. I understand. I don't even know my name sometimes.
Yeah, I get confused on the phone for a while. One thing I wanted to talk about, of course, honoring you for your work and everything, but yesterday you were talking about the mass hypnosis things. Something a little more individual I experienced back in 1985. I happened to be paralyzed from a spinal injury. And I was seeing a doctor who had told me he was involved with a gentleman from the military and had learned hypnosis. What this relates to, to make a long story short, is how we do not hear about any of the people who possibly had something to do with rigging the World Trade Center for a collapse. Did this deep hypnosis and wound up getting control of my muscle spasms that I have left over from my injury and actually walked down a flight of stairs.
Incredible. I know hypnosis, you know, that's the big secret of the Olympic athletes the last few decades is hypnosis. Be able to, you know, the body can lift like twice what it thinks it can. Great points. I'm sorry we're out of time. See you back tonight.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, November 1st, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and after I go over a smattering of what I believe is the most important news and information, we will open the phones up and go to your calls. No guest today. I could have a guest, but I told the producers that let's just leave the decks clear so that I can cover a lot of news, get to a lot of different news clips that I want to analyze today, and a lot more. We do have Jesse Ventura with breaking news joining us tomorrow in the second hour, and I'm going to probably get Dave Mustaine on sometime this week via telephone. I was wanting to get it when he came to Austin, but that's going to come up in a few months or so. But Dave Mustaine's new album with Megadeth coming out today, and again, liberty-oriented, exposing the New World Order, a style like his last hit album, Endgame, named after, of course, I'm very honored, my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Okay, here is just some of the news we're going to be getting at. Big developments with China and the G20, and China now being the lender and the holder of not just U.S. debt, but Euro debt. All of this has been finagled and maneuvered by the globalists. They bragged about it in the 80s, how this century would be the Chinese government century because they want to use that collectivist model to leverage out all their global competition. It's the communist Chinese elite teamed up with the robber barons to basically globally consolidate all industrial development on this planet and deindustrialize the West. So we have that report. Greece is saying, hey, you think you've just passed this euro expansion banker takeover for $5 trillion leveraged off $100 billion debt of Greece. Yeah, nothing to do with Greece. It's just an excuse for a power grab. We're going to have a referendum on this. Our people are going to be allowed to vote. Every other EU country, except for, two nations, Ireland and one other, have not even been allowed to vote on entry to the EU because the vast majority are against it. Over 80% in major polls in England, but they're not allowed to vote. David Cameron said, of course, 2 weeks ago that he's going to block a vote in the UK on the people of the UK, Northern Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, being able to vote on not just being in the euro, which they've been sucked into unconstitutionally without a vote, but on the expansion of its powers, this huge new power grab. So that's all in a big tailspin right now and causing the European stock market to go down, a lot of other craziness, which is the exact type of volatility the central banks like. And I think it's all just a stunt. Clearly, they've had a lot of election fraud going on in Greece, or all those Goldman Sachs executives wouldn't be staying in office over there with this long-term scam they set up. So that's coming up. The Telegraph's reporting something that DNA studies have shown from bones that have been tested from Neanderthal with regular Homo sapiens sapien bones, and that is that Siberians share DNA with extinct human species. Well, so do Northern Europeans. I mean, you check out my brow ridge, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is that it's really from the deeper studies that have been out now for about 5 years with multiple universities, we cover it every few months, studying DNA, is that it really wasn't a different species. It was just a different variety. Kind of like I've got gray and black rock squirrels at my house that can breed with brown squirrels. It's just a variety of squirrel. And so this is really just a lot of a spin, but it is interesting. And no doubt that, I'm proud to be part Neanderthal, folks. And they reportedly had more intelligence, advanced intelligence. So that is, there are, quote, differences in every group. Every group has, quote, on average, gifts that other group of humans don't have. But then within any group, you're going to have people who excel even more than others in groups that, quote, have those special gifts. So we're all diverse. We're also extremely similar. We all bleed red blood. But Northern Europeans and Siberians are a little bit different. And reportedly, they've been doing testing on Japanese and other more Northern Asians. And, of course, cross the Bering Strait into the Americas quite a long time ago. And they've now found Nordic blood in them. Well, no kidding. They've dug up Vikings all over North America, all over Newfoundland, all over Canada, all over Minnesota. This is well known with archaeologists and anthropologists, but not really advertised. So when you see a Native American, they've got Neanderthal, which is just an ancient Northern European group, an Ice Age man. Just certain types were able to live and survive, so you got a certain look. And then you've, of course, have got they were predominantly meat eaters. That's why they would dig up the skeletons of dead Neanderthal and think these guys were hunchback. These guys were hunched over. No, they were killing large animals all day and attacking woolly mammoth, mastodon, saber-toothed cats, giant cave bears now extinct, giant lions that were also extinct, Ice Age lions. They've gotten into all those caves in France and things with the Neanderthal that reportedly invented art and so much more. And they've got 40,000-year-old caves that are just unbelievable. In fact, I saw a documentary about it, Herzog's last film, just amazing. Cave of Dreams, Forgotten Dreams, very powerful. And at the end of the film, you know, they describe why the Neanderthals did this, is they wanted to communicate with the future, their love of humanity, and that is the most sincere human trait, is the need to build up the species and survive. And it's been a lot of archaeologists and paleoanthropologists believe and shows that the Ice Age was such an incredible stressor for Ice Age man that that's what brought their technologies to the next level, was because of how dangerous it was. But I'm now digressing. You're tuning in to hear about news and information. A toast to the Neanderthals. All right, continuing. And they've dug up Neanderthal all over Russia, all over Spain, Germany, France, up into more of the northern climes. Interesting article. We'll be getting into some of that. Hey, have you ever walked out of a store and you got a sandwich at the deli or something, sort of eating it, or maybe a chocolate milk you saw in the counter and you grabbed it, and then you get up there and the lady forgets to check it out, and then you go out through the doors? Stores are now calling it zero tolerance. Even if you did it on accident and you went through and paid for $500 of food but forgot a milk or something, or an iced tea you bought out of one of their end cap areas, you will now go to jail. In fact, I've seen reports where people even try to bring stuff back and point out, oh, I forgot to pay for this, and they still go, well, it doesn't matter, security, but wait, I came to pay for it. It doesn't matter, you're going to jail. Again, they say it's corporate policy. It's corporate policy that we card a 80-year-old woman on a walker. I have seen a woman on a cane who looked like she was not far from the grave. One time I saw one at Walgreens buying pipe tobacco for her husband. I asked her, do you smoke a pipe? And she said, no, it's for my husband. He's bedridden, smokes his pipe. That was years ago. I've seen old women try to buy a six-pack of beer being carded. And when they ask for the card, it's about mindlessness. It's about you're not allowed to make your own decision as a teller, and it's getting everybody ready for the cashless society. But going back, because I didn't finish a point, the reason the Neanderthal had so many fractures and so many broken bones and were so debilitated was because all they did every day, their diet was probably, they estimated, around 90% meat, because that's all there was, except in that tiny little springtime and summer, that they were jumping on the backs of bison. They were jumping on the backs of animals. They were running out in emplacements and jabbing spears into the chest of large animals, trying to get that meat, and being thrown like bucking bronco veteran rodeo riders. And they looked at the skeletons in X-rays of veteran rodeo riders on different History Channel stories I've seen that are excellent, and compared it to the Neanderthal bones, it's identical. So that's why you have this image of the Neanderthal all hunched over, because in the individuals, the adult individuals who were dead, they had just broken every bone in their body repeatedly. So that's basically what was going on with the Neanderthal. Okay, now I digress back into why I raised that other point. A pregnant mom says sandwich arrest was horrifying. Mother with no criminal record went through, bought groceries, and ate the sandwich that you pay for up at the front and forgot about it. And they were handcuffed, searched, then released with $50 bail each. Their ordeal at the police station lasted a few hours, but their daughter spent the night away from her parents in case that has sparked nationwide outrage and forced the Safeway supermarket chain to review the incident. The family had moved in an apartment near downtown Honolulu from California 2 weeks ago. Still settling in, they ventured out Wednesday to stock up on groceries, took a bus, got lost, ended up at the Safeway supermarket. Famished, the former Air Force staff sergeant picked up two sandwiches that together cost $5. She openly munched on one while shopping, saving the wrapper to be scanned at the register. I've actually done this and then walked back in and paid once I was halfway down the road. When they forgot to pay for the sandwiches, as they checked out with the $50 worth of groceries, when the security guard questioned us, I was really embarrassed. I was horrified, she said. They were led upstairs where the couple expected to get a lecture, pay for the sandwiches, and be allowed to go on their way. But instead, they said zero tolerance and took him to jail. And then, of course, CPS then took the child. They called Child Welfare Services and took the child. And, of course, CPS then tried to keep the child. And that created, this is what it's all about. Spiders spin webs to catch food. The government sees us as their...
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
I focus
on the pain. The only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole.
The old familiar sting.
The old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away.
But I remember.
But I remember everything.
What have I become?
What have I become?
My sweetest friend.
My sweetest friend. Everyone I know
goes away in the end.
In the end.
But you could have it all.
And you could have it all.
My empire of dirt.
My empire of dirt.
I will let you in.
I will let you down.
I will make you hurt.
I will make you
hurt. All right, enough of the immortal Johnny Cash. The whole point of it is everything passes away. Kings, queens, empires, and nations. But as you grow older, you're either going to get bitter and unhappy, or you're going to serve your community and be involved in the side of good, and then you're not going to care that you get old and you get wrinkles and your hair falls out, because you've got a mission to help build up the young and build up society and invent things and be passionate and stand up for the truth. And that's what is fulfilling. Not the things of this world, the artificial things we're sold. Okay, I kind of digressed off into Neanderthal talk and, you know, the people being arrested because they forgot to pay for the sandwich. And I'm telling you, I've probably done that 15 times where I am grocery shopping and they've got sandwiches and I eat one, especially when my wife sends me with the kids when she's busy and I've got three of them and I'm grocery shopping sometimes. And I will routinely, you know, get a water, get an orange juice, get a sandwich, or they want some raisins. And about 80% of the time, I end up paying for it. But repeatedly, I go out the door and then turn right back around and get back in line and pay for it. Or more often than not, I forget stuff I need, and I go out and pay for stuff, and I have to go back in and then get it and go back out. But now, that doesn't just get you landed in jail. The CPS comes and prays and takes your children. Doesn't matter when the cops run your thing. You have no criminal background. You're an Air Force staff sergeant working for the system. Doesn't matter. We're taking your kids, and we're going to try to keep them. And we're going to terrorize you because we're a predator government. By the way, speaking of that, you know Louisiana has come out and announced they're not going to allow cash for secondhand sales, swap meets, garage sales, or can't pay for cash at a lawnmower place that's selling used lawnmowers. And you'll serve felony jail time. They have a new spy force doing it. Cops coming in, trying to buy the lawnmower or whatever. Or again, it treats us all as if we're guilty until put in the slammer. Not until proven innocent. Guilty until fed on by vampires. Guilty until overrun and trampled by parasitic, corrupt, oppressive, authoritarian, bamboozling, con artist, criminal, parasitical government. But that's not enough. Louisiana Supreme Court allows vehicle searches on a hunch. And later, if we have time, I'll play the newscast. They go, that's right. Officers no longer need probable cause, which is like somebody banging on the back of the car saying, help me, in the trunk, or blood on the seat, and the guy's got a scratch on his face and acting paranoid or smelling the marijuana. Now, I just think there might be. Well, a hunch doesn't do it in common law. But hey, who needs that? Who needs any of this? Let's get rid of it all. After all, Time Magazine and Newsweek say the problem is the Constitution. You notice as we get rid of the Constitution, everything goes to hell in a handbasket. But the answer is we didn't get rid of enough of it. So, Louisiana Supreme Court allows vehicle searches on a hunch. Talking on a cell phone or entering and texting another car is sufficient justification for a warrantless search in Louisiana. And they say they'll actually download your contents of your phone, just like TSA does now. Louisiana Supreme Court allows vehicle searches on a hunch. And this has been out for a few months, but now they're starting it. And they just set up checkpoints. We're searching everybody. We got a hunch there's something illegal and 300 cars backed up. Oh, and look who's helping. TSA's here. They're going to help us now. Now, I haven't even gotten to the big news yet. U.S. fears coordinated, uncoordinated Israeli strike on Iran. That's out of Ynet News. Out of Israel, we got more reports of Al-Qaeda targets Somalia drought victims with cash handouts. Well, Al-Qaeda was just given billions of dollars by NATO and the U.S. just north of there. engine. So, of course, maybe they're going to hand out some of those surface-to-air missiles.
Oh. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. By the way, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, the criminal, the Oklahoma City cover-up artist, you name it, he is up there. Oh, yeah, we have his emails from Oklahoma City saying we got to cover this up. People ask, what did he cover up? Well, he's up there right now testifying. No, he never knew that the DOJ chief under him knew and never told him about Gunwalker and Operation Fast and Furious. Here's the problem. And by the way, get me Paul Watson online. I'm going to have him write an article right now. Get him online. I want to talk to him on air, please, if he answers. Thank you. I need to give him directions right now. We happen to have the press releases and the speeches of Holder when he gave speeches about the program releasing and tracking guns to Mexico almost 2 years ago. Last week on the news, we, on the InfoWars Nightly News, we showed Napolitano last week testifying that she had never heard of any gun walking program or Fast and Furious. Then we cut to a press conference in 2009 with her. They're talking about Fast and Furious and Operation Gunrunner and what they were doing. They are red-handed caught perjuring themselves, and now they're perjuring themselves again in front of Congress, and I doubt anything will be done. You know why? Because as I told you from the federal documents in the Sinaloa drug cartel trial in Chicago, we've known for a very long time, that, and because the government announced national security and said, yes, it's true, that cocaine is allowed to be shipped in by the ton every month, and guns are shipped in to them by the ATF, by the DEA, FBI, Border Patrol, and several other agencies, Coast Guard. They are all as dirty as it gets. Does that mean your son or daughter in the Coast Guard's bad? No, they're out there, you know, going after citizens who catch a fish 1 inch shorter than it's supposed to be and throwing the book at them. They're out there, you know, patrolling around, and the citizens are all cowering in fear. I'm sorry, I've seen it. And that's what this country's about now. I'm not saying that the Coast Guard doesn't do some good work. My point is, at the top, these agencies are run by narcotics, trafficking, gun-running mafias. And the nightmare is only going to get worse as long as we're naive. And what did Issa say 2 weeks ago? He said, oh, by the way, in this investigation, it's going to come out Bush was running a similar program. What, a different name? The exact same stinking thing? They've never gotten rid of any of this, and it makes me so angry. During the break, like, you can put it on screen while Paul's talking, it's got him testifying that he didn't know. First, they said none of the Justice Department knew, and that they didn't give the orders to the ATF, and now that's all come out to be a lie, and now it's come out the White House was ordering it. All, of course the White House was ordering it. All they did was then blame it on the Second Amendment, something Bush or Clinton never did. It goes back to Iran-Contra. It goes back before that. This government has always armed certain rebels and certain groups that attack the other groups that are growing drugs to control the flow of it. $500 billion a year coming in to the United States. $500 billion a year. Of course the government and the big banks are involved. Of course there's clandestine armies being funded to try to control it. I mean, you think crack houses are hiding $500 million? You think these stupid idiots driving around with gold rims making chicken feet off drug sales of the people keeping the cash? You think any of this is hidden? The government made the stinking drugs illegal so that they could jack up the stinking prices. And so all the crackheads and meth heads and all the rest of them will break into your house and business to then go pay their taxes to the bankers when they buy the drugs. It's another tax to the New World Order, and I'm sick of it, and I'm tired of it. I don't like the drug users who use the prescription hardcore drugs or the illegal ones, any of it. You're all being conned. Kids, never use it the first time. Never get on it. And I'm talking about caffeine, alcohol, you name it. It's all bad news. A lot of you could do it in moderation, alcohol or caffeine or whatever, but a lot of us can't. The point is that this is how modern slavery works. They put chemicals out that they know people want. And then when you use the chemicals and get addicted, they put you in a prison owned by banks that launder the drug money. And I've had enough of it. Oh, man, I tell you. DOJ official knew of ATF gun walking in April 2010. Bring up Paul Watson, please. Paul, I know you've done a devastatingly good job today. Your article is up at DrudgeReport.com, the number one news website in the world. Big Sis to monitor Twitter for signs of social unrest. Your article gets into martial law and more in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, preparing for a organized U.S. citizen resistance, including a leadership of governors against a federal takeover. Again, this whole system is set up to fight the American people in the states. Homeland Security is the occupation force of the bankers. And Paul's actually got that in the bottom of his article. And hail Drudge for doing such a great job. Use the Norse term skull to Drudge. You could use the term hip hip hooray. You want to use a 1920s colloquialism. Bravo. I guess bravo, is that Latin? Is that Spanish? I don't know. Good job. The point is good job to DrudgeReport.com getting the sound to so many millions more. Federally funded streetlights capable of recording conversations. We told you this 12 years ago. It's in my film. 13 years ago. It's in my film, Police Day 2000. But the news that we covered was in 1998. They call them gunshot detectors and intelligent streetlights. They listen to you. They record you. Austin's got them everywhere. The average sheeple don't even know or care. But now the feds are announcing the Orwellian IntelliStreets systems now being installed in major cities. Rogue website bill runs into more opposition. AFP, we're going to get into all of it. But the reason I brought Paul up right now is I went into anger mode. I went into anger mode when I saw, during the break, Holder saying he never knew and his deputy knew it didn't tell him. When Holder, and I know, Paul, you can pull up the just type in something like Holder gave press conference on gun runner in 2009, 2010. We have the video that I aired in the nightly news last week. We gave it the headline. It's on YouTube now, Paul. And fade him down until I go to him just for a second. There's some background noise. Thanks. Hey, guys, just pot Paul down for a minute because I'm not going to go to him yet. Okay, thank you. Going back to what I was saying here, because this is important for everybody to understand who's out there, okay? This is why this is so key and so frustrating. These are criminals out in the open, right in front of us, doing this to us, okay? 100% last week, we showed Janet Napolitano at a press conference in 2009, we're going to show it again next hour, saying, and up there with her deputy attorney general, up there talking about the Gun Runner Fast and Furious program. Then we cut to her last week in testimony saying she'd never heard of such a plan. 100% pure perjury, and the Republican leadership knows this but doesn't want to cover it because Bush is involved as well under the same program, different name. Okay? That's what's going on here, just a political scoring. We could destroy this corrupt political system with this and open up their entire mafia operation with this. This is literally the sword of Damocles hanging over their chicken neck, okay? These are larcenous, scumbag, trash criminals who will rob everything and rob the pension funds and launch World War III and destroy us if we don't bring them to justice. Enough is enough. For all of you deniers out there, for all of you people out there that won't wake up to how criminal this out-of-control bureaucracy is and the special interests that put it in power, it's time to stop living in fantasy land on Fantasy Island. It's time to live in the real world or we don't have any future. Look at your children and ask yourself, will you grow up and face the facts and realize how much trouble we're in, or will you keep sucking your thumb and destroy our future? Okay, I'm not going to get mad. I just am sick of these crooks, man, and I don't like having to risk my life to fight them and my everything, but I've got to do it. And I need more of you to stand up and more of you, take a deep breath. I need more of you to stand up, get involved, and to wake up so that we can all move against these people. Because here's the danger point. All their criminality is coming out now. And if we don't start exposing their criminality now and really driving for real justice, all of this corruption coming out, if they get away with it, will just set the precedent for more and more evil to be accepted. Kind of like they admittedly grow the opium in Afghanistan with our U.S. troops guarding it and ship it out, but then there's no investigation or discussion. They just throw it in our face that they're doing it. Okay? We have them. We have Napolitano engaged in perjury on video, caught. It's public. The White House ran this and went one further than the predecessors, not just arming drug gangs to control the drug market and to jack up prices, but actually then blaming the Second Amendment for the total destabilization. And now I've seen numbers. I've been corrected. It's not 40,000 dead. That's mainstream media numbers here. In 3 years in Mexico, it's 60,000 dead, the Mexican major TV is reporting. 60,000 dead. I mean, if you stop for a layover as a stewardess in Mexico City now, you got a good chance of being killed in your hotel room. I saw that yesterday. I mean, it's just total hell, genocide, implosion, sinking into the ocean, just war zone. And it's all over the drugs being illegal. And now it's spilling into the U.S. I'm going to Paul here. But, Paul, I need you. I know we put out reports on this, but we need to really throw down the gauntlet. You know, total proof, Justice Department lying, you know, caught, perjury. We need to put it out. We need to get the YouTube report that's up there on our YouTube from our nightly news last week, or it's at prisonplanet.tv, where it's called Napolitano Caught in Perjury. I'm going to play it again next hour. But the point is, we have her lying. We have Holder traveling around in 09 and 010, speaking out against the Second Amendment in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and California, bad-mouthing the Second Amendment in all those states for what's happening in Mexico and saying, we have a program tracing guns into Mexico that prove this. And then it turns out the documents. He ran the whole thing. Now he's saying he knows nothing about it, perjuring himself again before Congress. We have them. We have them. We have them dead in our sights at point-blank range politically. And this can open up the entire criminal cesspit for the public to look at. This can open the entire criminal government wide open. And somebody has got to, because the media is like stumbling around going, well, he perjured himself. And now he's up there perjuring himself again. And so is the lady installing street lights with hidden microphones in them and telescreens at the Walmart and at the Mall of America saying, spy on your neighbors. I mean, wake me up from this nightmare. And warrantless checkpoints now run by the feds on the highway. I mean, wake me up from this. End it. Stop it. Come on. Because here's the thing. It's going to get worse and worse. Let's go to Paul Watson. Paul, do you realize why I am in such a state over this right now?
Well, right ahead.
Yes, Watson, you're on the air.
Well, I mean, this DOJ official knew of ACF Gunwalker in April 2010, Lanny A. Brewer. Well, of course he knew. He was the one who informed Eric Holder about it 3 months later, and CBS News has got the documents on that. So for him to get up again after in 2009 he briefed Congress on Project Gunwalker, I'm talking about Eric Holder, and Project Gunwalker was, of course, the overarching theme of which Fast and Furious was on its reincarnation, Gun Running to Mexico. So it's blatant perjury, as he said last week. Napolitano was caught doing the same thing. She gave press conferences in 2009 explaining the whole project. And then she gets up last week and says she never heard of it until after the death of the Border Patrol agent.
Well, listen, you're on a cell phone. Paul, you're on a cell phone. I'm having trouble fully making out. Are you at home right now?
Yes.
Maybe we should connect with you on Skype. I told him to call you on phone. Look, I know you've written about this, but we need to say headline, something like 100% proof, Justice Department leadership engaged in total perjury, and just go over all of this because the mainstream media is not covering it. I mean, they admit, wow, it looks like he's perjuring himself. Looks like he gave stinking press conferences about this program. I mean, this is like them saying Barack Obama wasn't elected president or George Washington didn't exist. Or, I mean, it's so 100% caught lying, Paul.
Yes, it's blatant. And, I mean, all the documents are out there. Anyone can see it.
Well, not just the documents, though, because, see, people won't read the DOJ documents that are linked to news articles. We need, and I'll have dudes send them all to you. I'm sure you already have them. We played them on the show last week. We have the press releases and text of his speeches. I remember reading them at the time. We need to find those videos of him, something like Holder speaks out about gun violence on Texas border with Mexico. Find it. Get it out there. They're on record. More than just the text of it or more than just DOJ documents. We need to show them the video of the troll Napolitano up there saying to Congress, I never heard of any of this. And then we've got her at press conferences covering it. I mean, we have them. We totally and completely have them, is the thing, Paul. And I, for one, have had enough of it. I, for one, am not putting up with it. And I want to throw the gauntlet down to these slime bags. I mean, these are people allowing people to bring drugs in and then meanwhile shipping guns out, including gun guns to gangs in the U.S. I mean, they're crooks. Of course they're putting up streetlights that listen to us. Of course they're militarizing the police. Of course they're getting ready for martial law. Of course they're reading our email. These are criminals. Criminals. Get it through your head, America. And Mitt Romney isn't going to save you with all his gun control and abortion and open borders and, oh, my God, is there no end? And carbon taxes. And the Federal Reserve, Herman Cain, mobster. Watch it. I'm going to let you go. But how long till you can get a big report out on this?
I'll do it as soon as I can.
All right. Good job. I'll see you, buddy. Okay. I have gone beyond anger. In fact, I just physically got nauseated here on air, probably because I haven't eaten and I ran this morning. I jogged this morning and swam, so I probably need something. But I am in an absolutely disgusted view. I cannot look at Holder. I cannot look at Reno's reincarnation, Napolitano. I mean, just the lying, disgusting pastiness of these weak scum perched on us, doing all these horrible things to us. Running flu hoaxes with deadly vaccines, Gardasil garbage, and just everything they do. All these murdering wars with Obama prancing around talking about peace.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
It is archetypally sickening. It is disgusting. It makes me want to vomit physically. To know these are crooks, to know they're involved in a criminal takeover of our country, and to know that they fully intend to carry out all manner of horrible wickedness. And these puppets, Napolitano, Mueller, Holder, they'll come and go. But the sickening, criminal, anti-liberty agenda, I mean, they're really destroying our country right now. Just like they're destroying Mexico. And they are 100%, not just in memos, but on video at press conferences. I'm going to play it later in the next hour after I go to calls, after I've settled down. On video, all of them running the program and saying, we're tracing guns, we're doing all this, and now caught. And then they still go up and say, we didn't know this was happening. And that's the tip of the iceberg. We know they're shipping guns into Indiana, Chicago, Tampa, other cities. I told you that 6-8 months ago. Now it's in the news. But just a minor footnote. They ship guns to groups in the United States that are the cartels that are in favor. They allow drug cartels to operate right here in Austin. I mean, it is the government is on the take. The government is the mafia. And does that mean the average Dudley Do-Right cop is bad? No. Does that mean the average bureaucrat's bad? No. But the country has cancer. We don't have much time to get rid of it. I mean, if you can't recognize tyranny when it's in your face, then you don't have any hope. Now, the good news is people are starting to wake up. We're finding out who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. We're getting all sorts of media aid from groups we never even knew were our friends who are concerned about what's happening. And you're seeing other people who we always thought were good showing their true colors right now. People are deciding which side they're on. And that's why I try to have fun with this show. I try to, you know, just be a regular person, but I try to enjoy the fact that we're having an effect. But I can't because it's too little too late sometimes. You know, I have that fear. I mean, I know we're in danger. We're in grave danger. We're in serious danger, and I'm past even getting chills now. I'm just sick of it. I'm tired of it. It's ridiculous to have these criminals running all over us, and we won't wake up to it. I mean, people have woken up, but they haven't woken up to just how bad it is. They haven't woken up to just how crazy reality is. Just how, I mean, think about it. These criminals have been operating since 1947 with total national security anonymity and unlimited funding. Now, what do you think would happen to any group if that happened over time? The worst of the worst would get in power and recruit more of the worst, and you would get a criminal mass buildup until it exploded into tyranny. And you'd have people running around, putting up streetlights that listen to you and sticking their hands down your kids' pants and taxing you and spiking your water with fluoride to brain damage you and trying to push mercury-filled shots on you and GMO food and releasing mosquitoes that have vaccines in them so you can't avoid it. New York Times yesterday. I mean, it's just what criminals come up with is just so out of control. Criminals like screwing stuff up. They like robbing banks because they like Robin Banks. Psychopaths like doing bad things because they like it. Well, you know what? I don't like you. I don't like people like you. Okay, I like justice. I like freedom. And I'm sick of you. And you don't intimidate me. You make me angry. You little maggots. And I see you. You understand that? I see you, and the rest of us see you, and we're coming for you. Do you understand that? You get that through your little pea brains.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.